Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am your host, Elizabeth Benton, and I'm glad you're here. Let me ask you a question. Are we friends yet? And if not, why not? What's the deal? Why haven't you emailed me? I really genuinely want to know your story. I mean, you know mine. I share so much. It's only fair, right? And I mean, seriously though, I want to help you reach your goals, and I can't do that if I don't know what they are and what you're struggling with. So do me a favor. And if you haven't already, take just a minute, go over to primalpotential.com, and there is a sign-up form right on the homepage to get on my VIP email list. I send out my favorite recipes. In fact, on June 28th, there's a really special one going out with a killer primal pizza recipe, and I send out workouts and funny stories and things like that. But more than anything, that gives you immediate access to me, to my inbox, which is what I really want. I want to hear from you so that this podcast can be more helpful for you. And the only reason that can happen is because you share your story. So anyway, let's dive in. Today is Q&A number 17 and is dedicated to all you planners out there who love to start a project but maybe don't ever finish. You love planning how you're going to reach your goals, but when it comes to execution, you just maybe don't make it that far. You get organized, you get excited, and then you get organized again, and then you get excited again, and then you meal plan some more, and then you order pizza. True story. I know you're out there because you email me. So we're going to short circuit that cycle today and get you into action mode where the results are. It's a much more fun way to play the game, waking up, seeing progress, feeling excited, wanting to take action, getting into that cycle of accelerated returns, which we'll talk about in a minute. So we're going to answer another listener question today, and this is based on an email I got from Sarah, and we are going to help Sarah and hopefully many of you overcome a real common struggle today. So this is what Sarah's email said. Hi, Elizabeth. I love your podcast and I follow your blog religiously. I learn so much, but I'll be honest, I don't take action. I get fired up, but I seem to be missing that link between information, motivation, and then action. Can you help? Thanks for reaching out, Sarah. And yes, I think I can, which I guess is a good thing because it would be a really short episode if I couldn't. That would be funny, though, to air an episode and read a question and be like, oh, that sucks. Can't help you, but have a great day. Keep the questions coming. Maybe someday. Anyway, let's help Sarah. It feels good to plan, and it feels good to set the course and get our hopes up for progress. That feels good. We feel like we're doing something. We feel proud of ourselves because that in and of itself feels like action, but it isn't going to get you any results. The next step is the hard step, and that's what so many people stop short of, and that is action. And action takes effort and it takes self-control. And oftentimes, especially when we're starting out, it takes willpower. We have to start and step into the cycle of accelerated returns, which gets easier and easier. What that is and how we get into it is really the difference between planning and spinning our wheels and getting results. So the cycle of accelerated returns, that's the place where we see progress And then we get motivated, and that high level of motivation makes it easier to take action, so then we take more action. And then we see more results, and we get more excited, and we feel more motivated, so we take even more action, and then we generate even more results, and that is why it is called the cycle of accelerated returns. The more often we stay in that cycle, the easier and easier it gets. But if we just plan and plan and plan and never do that hard work, which requires the highest level of energy and effort of stepping into that cycle of accelerated returns to get the ball rolling, there is a tremendous amount of what is called activation energy, right? That is required. Think about an object at rest. Getting it moving is far more difficult than keeping it moving, but that is what we have to buck up and do. So how do we do that? How do we bridge that gap? I've got a few ideas and we're going to go into them, but I want to say you don't need to do all of these things at once. Think about all of them and then think about what resonates with you and pick that. Most of us in our planning and excitement, that's this artificial ego boost, we're proud of our plan, even though the plan isn't worth anything when we just create it. We must resist the all or nothing thinking. Look back on your past plans. I bet you $100 that the plan was never, I'm gonna do this one thing. It's usually, here's my plan for breakfast and for lunch and for dinner and for snacks, and I'm gonna get up an hour early and I'm gonna exercise and I'm gonna drink more water and I'm gonna be a superhero. And then we like order pizza, right? We have to let go of this all or nothing approach. It's just not how we're designed to tackle things and to make meaningful change. Anybody can do all the things for a day or a week or a month, but then we burn out, right? And I could tell you for hours and hours and hours why that plan of everything isn't working, but I mean, we'll keep it just as simple as it's not working, right? If you thought that was the right plan, then it would work. If it was the right plan for you, you wouldn't stop short of acting on it. So it is not the right plan, and we need to just accept that as fact and let it go, okay? If you think it's the right plan because it works for 2 days and then you fall off the wagon, hey, that's not the right plan. A plan that only works for 2 days or 2 weeks is not a plan that works. It doesn't work. So step one is let go of all or nothing. Let go of all or nothing. That is so important, right? So we need to completely eliminate that mindset. And then step two is going to be create a very small goal. Just one thing that you are consistently going to do every day. And then take the pressure off for the rest of the day once you've done that thing. You do not have to be perfect to make progress. The one thing that I have most of my coaching clients, actually, I have all of my coaching clients start with this, and that is tracking, okay? And this is not about changing what you eat. It's about tuning back into your body instead of being in this cycle of unconsciously reacting. This is the helpful starting point to get you into the habit of awareness. After all, you cannot change any habit or any pattern of behavior if you aren't even aware of it and you don't understand it. So I have my clients track a few different things, and it's not just food, because again, this focus is not on food. It's about understanding our patterns and our behaviors and our habits. And I'm going to outline these things on the show notes if you can't take notes right now on what I have my clients track. And I've talked about this a little bit before. A few different things you're going to track. What you eat, how much, and when. We are amazing at underestimating what we eat. We tend to forget about the handful of chocolate or the little baggie of almonds or the bottle of Coke. So what you eat, how much, and when. Sleep quality and quantity, how you feel when you wake up. This has a huge impact on your hormones and the hormonal biofeedback of cravings, energy, hunger, things like that, mood. Then any other hormonal biofeedback that you notice to be significant throughout the day. Changes in mood, cravings, energy, hunger. Now, a lot of people find it hard to track this stuff. Like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of forgot to check in with these things. The way that I do it and the way I encourage my clients to do it is just make note if something is really significant. Like if you notice that you have a killer craving at 3, think about it on a scale of 1 to 10. And then you can say, okay, at 3 o'clock today, I had like a level 7 craving for X, Y, or Z. Same thing with energy. You might not really notice or be aware of your energy level throughout the day, but you better believe that you'll be aware of it when your energy level plummets or you feel like really hyped up and energized. So if there's any significant swing or anything notable, just make note of it on a scale of 1 to 10. And then the last thing I have them track is any activity level. So if you did a workout, what did you do and for how long? This allows us an incredible amount of insight. Things like, when I don't sleep enough, I tend to eat a lot more sugar the next morning. Or when I have carbs at lunch, I tend to feel like crap. Or on days I work out, my hunger levels tend to be a lot higher. This gives us all the information we need for the next step, which is picking one thing to improve moderately. After you spend just a couple weeks of tracking, you can see easy areas of opportunity, right? Low-hanging fruit to say, wow, I never really realized what a struggle that time of day was or what a struggle this particular food or food group was. And if you're thinking, yeah, but I don't want to waste the time tracking. I need to make progress right now. Well, if you're in the situation that Sarah's in, you're not making progress now anyway, right? So is what you're doing working? No. This is the equivalent of measuring before you cut. If you don't take this step, then you might not be solving the true problem. You might be busy working on something that doesn't help you move towards your goal. So don't skip this part. I can tell you for myself and for almost all of my clients, a lot of them resist tracking at the beginning or start for a while and love it, but then the novelty wears off, so they wane a little bit. They all come back and are like, oh my gosh, it's so much easier when I'm tracking. It's so much easier to stay on course, and I'm so much more aware of the things that help and the things that hurt. So don't skip this part. It's a simple thing to do. It doesn't take more than a couple minutes a day. Everybody has a couple minutes a day. And if it's going to save you time and effort in the long run, just do it. So once you've identified your one change, then practice it. Maybe you start with breakfast. That's a real common one that I tackle with my coaching clients. Let's just do a whole foods breakfast. And everything else in the day is gravy. That's the only change. That's the only habit I'm building right now. And I did an entire episode. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. I think it's Q&A 6 that talks all about how to make breakfast a fat-burning meal with recipes and meal ideas, things for grab and go and heat and eat, make ahead of time or when you have more time or when you're eating out. Or maybe your goal is just not to eat after 8 p.m. or getting more sleep. Be consistent with that one thing. Work at it. Keep practicing and resist that all or nothing approach because it doesn't work. You have your one thing, so stay consistent, stay focused. And then the last thing that I want to say in response to Sarah or in response to anybody who feels like, you know, I get really motivated and I listen and I learn, but then I kind of just order pizza and do my own thing and I don't really take action. A little bit of tough love for you. You need to ask yourself, am I in the game or am I just a fan? And do I just want to be a fan or do I want to be in the game? Do I want to get results? Are you a fan of the podcast? Are you a fan of the blog? Are you a fan of healthy lifestyles? Or are you in the game? Are you showing up, putting in the practice and contributing? Are you doing the work or are you in the bleachers going, yeah, I love that. So cool. Great point. Nice work. Get in the game. If you want results, you have to transition from being a fan to being a player, right? Get in the game. Will you always be successful? Heck no, techno, I'm not either. But will you ever be successful if you don't get in the game? Nope, sure won't. Not ever, not never. I got an email, I think I've mentioned it before, from a listener recently, and she gave me her story a lot like Sarah's. You know, she kind of had a history of yo-yo dieting and weight gain and depression and frustration, and she knew what to do, but she couldn't push herself to do it. And she asked at the end of the email, she said, can you fix me? Can you fix me? And my answer to her, which may seem cold, but I actually see it as really empowering and loving and exciting and encouraging. And I said, no, I cannot fix you. But you can fix you. You have everything it takes in you right now. You are the only reason you haven't done it yet. Now, I can help you find that within yourself. I can help you fix you, but I can't fix you. You have all the answers. You have all the focus. You have all the commitment. And your body is going to give you feedback all along the way and let you know if it works, if it doesn't work, if it makes you feel good, if it doesn't make you feel good. Your body is your best tool in this process, and your mind is all it takes to make it happen. So you've already got this. You've already got this. You just need to get in the game. And getting in the game does not mean that you're going to have a perfect score, that you're never going to screw up. You're going to screw up. You're going to screw up all the time. But you got to get in the game. So Sarah, I hope this was helpful for you. Everybody else, I hope it was helpful for you. Get on the dang email list if you haven't already so that you can send me your struggles, your questions, your frustrations, everything else, and I will answer them here on the show. I hope this was a big help, and I can't wait to hear from you soon and talk to you in our next episode. A couple more days and we will be in touch. Have a good one.